even brands like Rocket Health have gone so deep into video marketing. Most of the health information, we have all our doctors recording videos and we place them on YouTube or Instagram Reels or TikTok. And these are very short clips that you can send out on WhatsApp statuses or even in WhatsApp group. And they have the ability to reach so many people.
Do you aspire for a booming middle-class economy? Listen along to understand what turns the wheels of Uganda's economy with our lineup of credible influencers in their fields.
Thank you so much, guys, for tuning back in on the podcast on marketing, the segment for the podcast on Uganda's. We are so excited to welcome Sandra Arimete into the show, and she's going to be telling us everything about what she does. She's such a great marketer. She is the communications specialist at Rocket Health. I'm your host, Aggie Patricia Turomwe. If you're new here, I'm going to be moderating this conversation. So listen out, check out Sandra Arimete. Her profile is going to be in the show notes. So make sure you click on the link, check out her LinkedIn. She's very responsive. That's how I got her on the show, through her LinkedIn.
Thanks.
Welcome to the podcast, Sandra. How did you start out into marketing?
Thank you so much, Aggie. Thank you so much to your listeners and for everybody who has made time to tune in today. I'm very thrilled that you picked us or you selected Sandra to be part of the podcast. And I'm really looking forward to the session. I have to say it's been a very long journey for me, but I can say it started out mainly from high school. Mm-hmm. So I went to Nabisunsa Girls School and we had lots of clubs in school. And one of the clubs that I joined back then were the debate club, the writers club. And, you know, most of the time we used to do a lot of talking. We used to do a lot of writing. We used to write pieces for the notice board. Yeah. And every assembly, I was also the news manager. So every assembly, I had to gather news for students, entertainment. You know, you wanted people to come to assembly and leave when they're happy. They know what's happening around the globe. So that's how I started out, mainly with communication.
Yeah.
Then in senior five, senior six, we joined the Junior Achievement Club program. It's a nationwide program, so they selected Still Nabisunsa, where they came in and helped us start different clubs or let's say businesses in school. Yeah. And I remember the business that I was leading, where I was president, more or less like the MD, was called Smart Diners. So we used to make cutlery holders and would sell them to different supermarkets or even restaurants. We had parents who had restaurants, so we would approach them and then customize these cutlery holders for them. So imagine we started marketing our own products at that time, and even our concept got an award. We were in S5, S6, we got some money. So it became like part of me. Marketing or even comms became part of me. And in senior six, we invited, I remember Kavshenga to come and be the guest of honor at our grand debate. So every year we used to host grand debates, invite different schools, have debate sessions, mock sessions. And we invited Kavshenga to come, and that's how he picked some of us to now join Urban TV, which was starting in a couple of months.
Ooh.
So immediately after senior six, that was in December, early December, I joined Urban TV in, I think, the following month, actually, like in Jan. So that's how I started out in marketing and comms. But then I was working with Urban TV as a news reporter. I evolved into becoming an editor, and that is throughout my campus days. Then eventually I grew. They gave me my own shows. I started becoming a producer, introduced some new shows, the Guild Debate, for those who have experienced it, where I would have different Guild president contestants from different universities, and then they would debate. And I was working with Samson Kasumba at that time. So also that was my concepts, and very many other concepts that I did on Urban Television. But still, we were writing for Flair. I was writing for Bride and Groom, you know, just spreading out within the Vision Group ecosystem.
Wonderful. That's such a journey. I feel like we have some likeness. As president of the debate club in high school in St. Lawrence Horizon, you have to tell me now, Sandra, you've been into different phases in your career. What trends are you taking seriously right now?
The beauty about what I do, or even what we do in marketing and comms, is that things keep changing so much. Yes. So what we considered very relevant, let's say 3-5 years ago, is no longer relevant now.
Sure.
And for me, I make sure that I constantly follow what's trending, and that is what I move on. And what we are starting to see within our space is video marketing, and it's starting to become very crucial as for marketers and content creators all over the globe. So I don't even know if you have a TikTok account or if you're very cognizant of Instagram Reels, but you know, even brands like Rocket Health have gone so deep into video marketing. Most of the health information, we have all our doctors recording videos and we place them on YouTube or Instagram Reels or TikTok. And these are very short clips that you can send out on WhatsApp statuses or even in WhatsApp group, and they have the ability to reach so many people.
I couldn't agree more.
So I love that it's becoming a trend, and it's something that we also adopt. I mean, if you're not adopting to what is changing, you're going to be left behind.
Yeah.
And marketing as well, content has become such a very big thing for us, or even me as a person. The kind of content that you're sending out there, is it very relevant to the audience? Is it something that they actually want to know about? And then how do you optimize that content to ensure that it is seen, that people who actually want to read about it can actually access it when they look for it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I always tell my clients, you need to find the consumer where they are. Like, you, if they are on TikTok, find them on TikTok. If they are on Instagram, if they are on LinkedIn, find them there.
Exactly. Even without us just finding the person, the client where they are. And we're starting to see influencer marketing becoming a really, really big thing.
Yeah.
Today, I was looking at Cafe Java's. I think they have launched something for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And they want people to come into the restaurants. You take a selfie with your people or by yourself, and then make sure people give you so many likes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at that as a very key strategy, first for engagement. Mm-hmm. You're also going to use these guys as your influencers. Yeah. But then we are seeing brands like Reham that have gone so big with that. I think the Rock boom and people doing press-ups.
Yeah.
And it's just people playing around with their daily, just using their daily life experiences, and then tagging them along, tagging certain brands along them. And we just have to be awake to certain things like this. It's no longer us telling people about our products. It's no longer us telling people about what we do. I think we just have to let other people also show them how they can access our products, how it benefits them. And you're going to believe a friend more than you believe the company that talks to you.
This is what I keep telling them. Guys, that was very powerful. I'm sure so many of you are nodding in agreement. Sandra, I was very impressed by the work you did in 2021. You were there, girl. You were out in Nairobi giving a keynote on like customer service. What was the event about? The Top Marketers Club 4th African Marketers Conference. That was
Thank you so much. I watched
the video as I prepped for this call. So yeah, you need to tell us a little bit about it.
Thank you so much. I find it very honorable and very humbling an experience, because I mean, why Sandra at the end of the day? But we just have to thank everybody that has trusted the brand that we serve, because I feel like most of the time, if it's not the work that you're doing or the work that I do as a person, it's the brand. They want to hear that story. And then there is so many other people that are working so tirelessly around the brand that have placed us in these places. So the conference gathered marketers. We had attended the 2020 conference, but virtually.
Yeah.
And they extended an invitation for us to attend the 2021 conference. I was willing to attend. And but this time around, it was physical.
Yeah.
So they also extended another invitation for us to speak, for me to speak. And I mean, I was more than willing to share our story. And the conference gathered marketers from mainly East African regions, but we had people who had tuned in from other regions within the African continent, some others from Europe. And it was very, very interactive.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you were able to watch that video.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very curious. Anything around something within the sector, it's going to pique my interest. And when we have someone eloquent like you, I'm going to be like, who is that? I need to have them on the podcast. So yeah, I definitely think it was very busy for Rocket Health. Tell us about your role at Rocket Health and what do you do? And then we'll come later to all the other amazing things that happened with Rocket Health.
Okay. So at Rocket Health, I'm the marketing manager. I lead the marketing and communications team. We are a very small team. I can't say we are a team of five, but we love everything that we do about the brand. But just to help us understand what Rocket Health does, it does telemedicine. And what this means is that you can be able to access a doctor from wherever you are, or even from the couch that you're sitting in right now, using anything like a mobile phone or a mobile device. Mm-hmm. And the platforms are quite easy. We have an e-shop, which is www.rockethealth.shop. We have a toll-free line in case you don't have any online resources or even data. We have a toll-free line that you can use, which is 0800-27 plus a USSD code, which is *280#, that you can use to access that service. So once you dial or reach out to health through those channels, you can have a consultation with a doctor. And if the doctor recommends that you do a lab test, we have a technician that lives from the station to your location to draw that sample. Brings that sample to the lab for testing, mm-hmm. and then the results are shared with you electronically. So as the results are being shared with you, the doctor calls you back to explain the results in detail, because you need to fully understand what exactly is wrong. And if there is need for medication, still we'll send that request to the pharmacy. The pharmacy will contact you to make that delivery for your medication. But we understand that there are people who are still very comfortable. They feel, you know, I still want to have that physical visit. I still want to see a specialist. I want to have that touch and feel of the doctor. We have a clinic where somebody can walk into and have a consultation with a doctor physically or even with a specialist and still be able to get all the services that they need. Other programs that we have improved or brought into the market, like the home vaccination services, it wasn't there initially. So anybody a month from one day, actually, you can have your child vaccinated from their location. Yeah. If it's even a chronic care program, we know that there are people who have long-time conditions, medical conditions, they need medication constantly. So we have a program where we deliver their medicine every month. We remind them to do their routine lab tests. Then if there is need for follow-up with a specialist, we remind them to come in and have a check-in with a specialist. And we help them manage the condition throughout their life or until it's clear.
That's really awesome. Who would have thought, say 10 years ago that we're having telehealth or telehealth services? No one would have thought about it.
Well, the founders,
it. Amazing.
The founders did think about it.
How long ago was that?
The idea was birthed 10 years ago, but the company, the Medical Concierge Group, was incorporated in 2013 in Uganda.
Yeah.
And at the time, the early adopters were development agencies like UNICEF, World Vision, Makerere University, and they were giving digital health support. Mm. So you have a project that you want to give people free consultations, or you want to help them access a doctor from wherever they are. Mainly people in hard to reach areas, you want them to reach out to a doctor, but then you probably want a doctor to speak in that language, in the language that they understand. So those were the early adopters of the service.
Yeah.
So when most of these projects came to an end, the beneficiaries now continue to access Rocket Health. At that time, the Medical Concierge Group, and they refer to it as WhatsApp doctors, online doctors. So they continued to reach out to the company or even to the doctors. Yeah. And the very people now gave us, you know, they gave birth to the idea of now having a mobile lab, because they're like, okay, doctor, if you've given me this information, where can I find you? Yeah. And you know, we're like, okay, we don't have a lab yet. And they're like, why don't you open up a lab? Because I would like to access your services. So you see that the healthcare industry in its own, there are so many clinics, so many facilities. How are you going to come in with something new?
Yeah.
So And that the way to just improve that value, just to improve the sector, is to use digital technologies to ensure that there is a more reach for people in terms of accessing healthcare services.
Yeah.
So we came up with a very different model, that is having mobile lab services. And in that was December 2018 when the mobile lab was introduced. Then the pharmacy was introduced around the same time. But then Rocket Health itself was birthed August 2019. So we bundled up all these services because, you know, clients were referring to us by different names. It's the mobile doctor, it's the mobile lab, it's the mobile this. So we had to bring together all of that into one brand name, which became Rocket Health.
Rocket Health. Okay, that's wonderful. And guys, you'll agree with me that we have the right person on the show today. Just tell us, Sandra, I can imagine there are many stakeholders in your role, like you just mentioned, the suppliers of the service, the new guys, and the consumers themselves. What communication opportunities or challenges, as you'd like to call them, have arisen within this digital technologies?
Yeah. So I'll start with the communication opportunities. So there has been an onward increase in digital adoption. We are seeing more people using digital devices, and we are seeing more people having screen time. So for us, it became like it became an opportunity to bring out something that people will appreciate more, because you're very comfortable getting information on your phone.
Yeah.
So the opportunities there is that you're going to reach out to your audience or your targeted audience faster through the channel they actually want. And some of the challenges with that is that because there's so many people using online, the market is very saturated. And for all other brands out there, it's important that we do personalized engagement. So we see, and when it comes to personalization, I'll give an example of Jumia. Let's say if you visited their website for the very first time, you started looking out for phones, started looking out for chargers. Moving forward, when you go to different websites or even go to YouTube, you're going to start seeing similar ideas or similar suggestions, basically. So you're seeing there are so many brands doing even personalization. So when it comes to Rocket Health, we understand that the last couple of months, you have been procuring certain items like this. So it is important that we follow through and maybe remind it. If you're a mother, you've been getting Pampers, then what we do is that we start to recommend also similar items for you. We start to remind you that, you know, your Pampers, we know your Pampers are probably 50. In this number of days, they'll probably be done. We'll need now to remind you to probably refill.
Yeah.
If it is formula milk, even that, you would want to remind the person to refill. So that personalized engagement has to become very key, because the market is so saturated. We are all competing for the same audiences, basically. So you need to have that hook so that they tune to your information or to your content very quickly.
Most brands are using this data to basically help their customers. You know about the third-party cookies being phased out of Google and I think Firefox by 2022?
SEO, especially for Google. If you checked your browser right now and you looked for any medication in Uganda or in Kampala, I can assure you that Rocket Health will be among the top three.
Okay.
You will try that out in your free time.
Yeah.
So what we've done is that to ensure that at least when it comes to content, we fully optimize it for search engines like those Google or Bing or Yahoo.
Yeah.
And then rely on now ensuring that our content is very relevant for our audiences. We do a lot of social listening to fully understand what do people want to know at this time, what is the trend. And then we jump onto trends and then just be very relevant to our audiences.
If I just Googled medicine in Uganda?
No, not just medicine. You can be looking for maybe Panadol. You can search and let me know. If you don't see Rocket Health on your first page, please.
Yeah, I see Panadol. I see Panadol. Number one on the list is Rocket Health shop.
You're right.
You're right, Sandra. Go on. Sorry, I had to prove this.
Thank God it didn't embarrass me. Thank God it didn't embarrass me.
No, this is I don't bring my guests on to embarrass them, honestly. Yeah. But you can go on.
Not to embarrass, but I like Google for not embarrassing me.
Yeah. Okay, so that's really amazing. The things you've done, I think 2021 was such a good year for you, Kampala Innovation Week. Yeah, you guys won the award for
I think was it the setup of the year?
Overall,
had the Africa telehealth conference. Whoa, you guys were going places. Tell us what you'd like our listeners to take out of this conversation.
Wow.
let me make it easier. Recent video I watched of you was some intel on customer service. So because Rocket Health is in the people business, right? Why is it really important to have customer service training for brand ambassadors who are the employees of the company?
Why it's important is that for every business that comes into play, there is a customer that has a problem that you are solving as a business. So it is important that even when we are giving that customer service or we are giving an offer to the client, that we are fully aware of their need. And then we deliberately create a service that solves that need. So we are in the business of solving problems. Mm-hmm. And at some point you'll need to, as businesses, we need to go back and ask ourselves, why are we existing? If you're going to be profit-based, then that is, you're going to find a way, but still the customer will have to come into play. If you're going to be customer-oriented, that is good for you, because when you serve a customer well, that customer is going to recommend a lot more other people. But then if you serve one customer very badly, we have social media, they have a lot of liberty, they'll go onto any of the platforms and tarnish your name. So it is important that as brands that we service fully, and that is during or even before the customer reaches out to us, or even after. So fully giving value across all the stages. The kind of information that we provide out there for our customers to get to know about our businesses, or to get to even improve their day-to-day situations, needs to be very relevant for them. Yes. And how you portray it. And then there is need also for diversity. We need to understand that not everybody can access a certain piece of material in a format that you have given them. Some people are very okay with audio. Some people are okay with visual. Just being agile and willing to give people various forms of media so that they can fully appreciate your service. So it goes a long way. It goes really, really a long way. Let's not be shy of giving our very best. And service doesn't stop at the point where we have served the customer and we have seen them go. Mm. Reach out to them afterwards, you know. Yeah. If you have a cosmetic shop down in downtown, it's not enough for us to just sell and let people go. Have an interaction with them. Find out how often they buy this particular product. Can you save their number? There is a lady I know I usually buy my products from. I visited her once looking for a particular product. Let me take your number. I'll give you mine as well. Please save it. But the reason why she asked me to save is because I need you to see my statuses. In case you have something else that you need, you let me know. You get. So she sold one thing, but then I've been able to buy a lot more things from her statuses.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how big or small your business is. There is something that you can do of value right after sales to ensure that that customer comes back to you to get a lot more people and rather to get a lot more products from you.
Right. And simply, that is how we're going to achieve a middle class economy. I feel like if businesses play their part, right? If businesses play their part to sell more or do whatever they do more and pay their taxes, then we'll definitely have more people earning more or contributing a lot to the GDP. So thank you, Sandra. That was very insightful. That was really amazing. What you're doing right now is a new way of healthcare delivery. And it's so impressive. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for. Are there any groups that you associate with? I know you're a member of the Uganda Marketers Society.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a member of the Uganda Marketers Society. I'm soon to join the Public Relations Association as well.
Wonderful.
The other affiliation I have is with a swim club called Altona.
I forgot to ask about that. I noticed you're a sports girl, and I am an athlete as well. I just came from the gym, by the way.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah, but wonderful. Tell us about, I saw that on your LinkedIn. I saw the, are you a swimmer?
Yes, I am.
Did you compete favorably?
Yeah, I do compete favorably.
That's amazing. And I'm so glad that you're...
I'll reach out to you when I have a gala. I'm sure it's very soon. By May, I'll have a gala.
Okay, yeah. Then you got yourself a cheerleader. So thank you so much, Sandra. That's all we had time for, I'm afraid. You've given us so much value on the podcast. Wonderful. I'm going to make sure I put your links in the show notes, and then people should be able to find you whenever they want to. Well done for listening this far. Knowing what you know now, hashtag On Uganda Podcast on what you think it will take for Uganda to achieve a middle-class economy on LinkedIn, Twitter, or WhatsApp us directly.